We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Michigan Rowing Program is preparing to go down to Indianapolis, Eagle Creek, this coming weekend to take on Big Ten opponents in pursuit of another Big Ten championship. Four teams ranked in the top 20. Michigan, the highest at number 6. We'll get a chance to talk to Mark Rothstein, the head coach of the program here at Michigan, next on Conquering Heroes.
Welcome to your one-stop podcast for all things Michigan athletics. Updates on every team on campus and interviews with players and coaches are all on the way. This is Conquering Heroes. Here's your host, John Jansen.
Now joined by the head coach of Michigan's rowing team, and that's Mark Rothstein. Mark, first of all, congratulations on a great season so far. We'll talk about what's ahead in just a moment, but thanks for joining me.
Thank you, John. My pleasure. I really appreciate you having me.
Now, I know that you are competing for yet another Big Ten title. And what is it about this team that that makes it so special?
Well, it's a really strong senior class. And they've really trained extremely hard and just bought into, you know, the work ethic that's required to be successful, and really had a great winter training. And then we've been getting faster as the spring has gone on. So I'm really excited for these last few weeks, see what we can do.
So it's the 7th consecutive top 10 finish, and you've been Big Ten Coach of the Year 6 times. And then this year, obviously, you guys are headed to Indianapolis this coming weekend to take on some other Big Ten opponents. And the Big Ten right now, is there another conference that is as strong as the Big Ten? Because I think, was there 4 ranked in the top 10?
Yeah, it's always been a strong conference, and I think the last few years it's just gotten stronger. So it's great to be in a conference where you see some of the fastest teams in the country, because then when you get to the end of the year, you're as prepared as you can be.
When you look at what your team has had to deal with, and you mentioned you've got a lot of seniors, I think it was 31 of 51 competitors are back from last year, 22 on your varsity rowing boats. And the fact that they had to deal with COVID, they had to deal with a non-competition in 2020. And then I would imagine the weather this year has presented it issues in and of itself, as it has for all the spring sports at Michigan. What's been, you know, what has allowed this team to be so resilient and so competitive?
Well, I mean, I think, first of all, everybody's dealing with many of those issues that you brought up. Maybe not every school is dealing with the weather we deal with here, but, you know, I think that we just preach, focus on what you can control. And things happen, injuries happen, illness happens, and as long as we stay focused on what's in front of us and what we can control, then we'll get the best outcome possible. So that's kind of our mindset, and I think our team really buys into that and does a great job with that.
So this weekend, you guys are going to be down in the Indianapolis area for the Big Tens at Eagle Creek Park. And I'm curious, before we got on, before we started recording, I asked you when you guys are heading down. You're heading down on Friday. When you go to an event like this, what type of production is it? I know what it's like for a football team to, you know, pack up their gear, you know, head to the plane and head on down, but you've got some unique gear in boats, oars. What's it like to travel down to an event like this?
Yeah, so we have a boat trailer. Every team has a boat trailer, and you take the riggers off your boat, and then you load the boats on the boat trailer, and we have a pickup truck that pulls them down, and so that trailer will leave on Friday. We'll load it after Friday morning's practice, and then it'll head down there, and then we'll get our first practice in Saturday morning. We just take them off and put the riggers back on, and it's just kind of a routine that the rowers, you know, they're used to that. That's what we do, and so it's a lot of moving pieces, but you know, it's just kind of the way we do it.
Now, Eagle Creek hosted the competition last year. It also hosted from 2011 to 18. Is there some familiarity that you guys have with these waters?
Yeah, we've been here many times. NCAAs was there in 2019, and so not a lot, but a fair amount of the seniors on the team were there that year. So it's a course we know very well.
So some of the returners on your rowing team are second team All Big Ten, Grace Collins. You've got Jessica Schnuby, who was the 2018 Big Ten Freshman of the Year. Second team All-American coxswain Charlotte Powers. Tell us a little bit about some of the individuals on your team.
Yeah, so Jess Schoonby is back this year. She's from South Africa, and she missed all of last year with the COVID year, and so we're really happy to have her back. She's the stroke seat of our first eight, and that's the seat that sets the rhythm. And then Grace Collins is a fifth-year senior, has had a terrific year, is a real emotional leader on the team, and just been a great leader ever since she got to Michigan, but especially these last few years. And then Charlotte is our coxswain, and the coxswain is interesting. It's kind of like the jockey in a horse race. You know, they steer the boat, but they also kind of make calls within the boat and keep the crew on one page. And this is her fourth year in our first boat. So she's very experienced, and she's a really good coxswain. So those three you mentioned are important core of our team this year.
Well, and I mentioned, I do want to mention, you know, that you've had a number of Big Ten Athletes of the Year or core winners of the year. You know, the expectation is, you know, has been set by what you've done. How have they set the standard, and how do they hand that torch to some of the younger members of your program?
Well, I mean, that's just, as you know, that's the way college athletics works. You know, you have 4 years, and so you step up when your opportunity comes, and then people move on and new people step up. So it's, we while we have a big senior class, we also have a lot of youngsters. I mean, we're actually a pretty young team. A lot of our top boats are made up of freshmen and sophomores. So, you know, we're going to lose some really good rowers, as we always do, but I'm very confident that others will step into those roles. So, and I do think, you know, when you have a leader like a Grace Collins, or Kate Burns is another senior on our team who's been a great leader. Katie Ward has been a great leader. I could go on and on, but you know, it just, you know, you see how it's done. And then when you're a youngster, you see that. And you, when you become a senior, you say, yeah, I want to lead the way she did. And, so people leave a legacy, not just by medals that they win or championships that they win, but really they leave a legacy by how they conduct themselves and what standards they set. And this senior class has done a great job.
Well, I misspoke earlier when I said four teams in the Big Ten in the top 10. It's actually the top 20. You guys are at number 6. Ohio State is at number 10. Rutgers at 17 and Indiana 18. What are your expectations, and what should people that they get a chance to watch on Sunday, it'll be on Big Ten Plus on the app and on the web, what should they look to see?
Well, I think it's going to be some great racing. All the races are 8 boat races, so we, which is unusual. Usually, most courses are 6 lane courses, and so usually, if you have 8 boats entered, you would do 2 heats and then go to a final. But we decided we're just going to do a final only in the Big Ten, so it's kind of cool. It's just one shot. You line up and you have at it. And I think Ohio State is a really good crew. I mean, they're really talented. They have three rowers that just raced in the Olympics in Japan on their roster right now. So they're really talented, definitely a team that we're excited to compete against.
So I know in last year's Big Ten title team, you know, the point total, the highest ever point total was 191, and the second highest figure in conference history was accomplished by you guys over Ohio State. Is the rivalry between Michigan and Ohio State, does it carry over to the boats as well?
It does, yeah. It's been that way, really, for 25 years that, you know, both of the programs became varsity programs the same year. Both became competitive relatively quickly, and you know, we've kind of traded back and forth. Some years they get us, some years we get them, but they've been really good, and certainly they are a huge rival for all our sports at Michigan, but I think definitely in rowing that's the case.
And you mentioned this weekend it's going to be an 8 boat race, so there's not going to be 2 heats. It's a one shot deal. Is there a different mental preparation that you've got to talk to your athletes about in regards to, hey, there's no warm-up race, you've got to be ready to go because it's a one-shot deal? How do you prepare them for a moment like that?
Like anything in sports, you know, you start preparing long ago, and just the way you train, the way you attack workouts, that, you know, you're not waiting for piece 3 of a 5-piece workout to get fast. You know, you kind of have to set that tone long ago. And so I think we're prepared for that. And you know, it's exciting. I love it. I think it's just great. You line up and go, and you got to be ready. So we'll be ready.
Well, best of luck down in Indianapolis, and I know later in the month when the NCAA championships take place, best of luck there as well, and we look forward to catching up with you soon.
Yeah, thanks, John. I appreciate it.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital.
Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Well, a lot of thanks to Coach Rothstein for taking the time out of his busy schedule to give us an update on Michigan's rowing program, what's ahead. Big Tens this coming weekend down in Indianapolis. Start at 9 o'clock Sunday morning. You can catch it on Big Ten Plus, the Big Ten Network Plus, the app, as well as on the web. And if you miss anything with it, Michigan does a great job of reposting it on all of their social media platforms, so you get a chance to catch up on what Michigan does in pursuit of another Big Ten championship. Later this month, they will head to the NCAAs as well. For all your Michigan athletics information, make sure you stay right here on Conquering Heroes.
Thanks for listening to Conquering Heroes with John Jansen. Conquering Heroes is part of our Michigan Athletics Podcast Network, MGo Blue Podcasts. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.